Welcome to this week's segment of Explorations. Last week was a very special week. We commemorated two events that are very dear to my heart. The first one was World Book Day, which was Thursday. It was Thursday, March 7th, that we commemorated that. And on Friday, March 8th, we commemorated the International Women's Day. I have been celebrating that event, the International Women's Day, for over 25 years now. Yeah, over 25 years now. I don't know how many of us know that the college that I went to, that was a part of Fordham University, was a women's college. So International Women's Day was a big deal for us. And we always brought in keynote speakers from industry, from academia, from really, really big spheres of life to come in to speak to us, to brainstorm, and to motivate the students in our school. So it was a really, really, it was a big deal. It was a really an interesting time that we shared. But as we commemorate the International Women's Day, I want us to really look at how far we've come and how far we also have to go. In the 1960s and 70s, less than 1% used to draw scientists as women. Whenever they were asked to draw a scientist, whenever they were gifted, you know, make a sketch of what you think a scientist look like. But by 2016, the percentage had gone all the way up from 1% to about a third. That's over 33% of students now draw women when they say sketch a scientist. It is not perfect, but it's a lot better than it used to be. It's really, really encouraging, because when you look at the drawings that girls used to draw then, only 1% then drew women. But now, half of the girls draw women as scientists. So it means that there's been a radical shift in their mindset, that they now perceive and realize that they can be scientists. It is within the realm of possibility for them to be scientists. So as we celebrate Women's History Month, I want us to celebrate that more and more of our girls are seeing themselves as scientists, and we need to encourage more of them to be scientists. And which brings me to the other day that I said that we celebrated last week, which was International World Book Day. It is by reading, sharing stories, that imaginations open up, that worlds beacon to our children. So by sharing stories in which they see women as scientists, women as heroines, women who are achievers, women who are strong, that's when they know that it is possible for them to be scientists. That's when they know that, wow, there's something magical, there's something interesting about me being a scientist, me being an engineer. I was in my teens when I read Strong Medicine by Otto Haley, and it's about a lady who studied chemistry in college and went on to become a pharmacy student and eventually started working as a farm sales rep and rose up in the ranks of the company to actually become the president of that pharmaceutical drug company. And when I read that, seeing all the challenges and obstacles and the strides that she achieved, it made chemistry really, really intriguing and more interesting. It wasn't a dry subject. It showed how what we did in the lab affected lives and why it was really important. And when I went to college and I took biochemistry, and I also took advanced courses in chemistry where I was making and synthesizing my own drugs, my own medication. It was more real because of that book. It was interesting. And my supervisor in my internship even tried to make me switch from engineering to stay in the farm industry, to becoming a pharmacist, because he saw how intrigued I was and how dedicated and driven I was with the work that I was doing. Reading makes this possible for our girls. Reading makes this possible. So I want to encourage us that we should read more to our children, even if it's a page, a couple of pages a day, and also share to them and then let them see you reading, because you can't preach what you're not doing. If you're talking about reading and they don't see you reading, it doesn't gel. It will make a world of a difference. So this week, I want to celebrate all of us strong women. I want to celebrate women who are doing what they have to do in their homes to lift up our communities, to bring up our children. I want to also implore us to read more to our children, particularly our girls, and open worlds of possibilities to them. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us again this week. See you next time.